10 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. 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 Minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
Time.
5 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball.
That's Texas, home of George Strait the King. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a man if he ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Them two-step queens will bring you to your knees. Yeah, buddy, God sure blessed them. There's 50 states, but at the end of the day, there's one that you don't mess with. That's Texas, home of Robert Earl Keen. Ain't no such thing as chili with beans. That's Texas, hot as a flat top griddle. Ain't got a band if you ain't got a fiddle. That's Texas, with a capital T. If I can't go to heaven, I got a plan B. And that's Texas, yeah, that's Texas. Tell them about it, boys.
Just 4 minutes till Rough Riders Baseball. Tell Rough Riders Baseball.
Thirsty, thirsty, trying to choose. I mean, I know I'm critical. My nitty bag, my kitty boots. I got the juice, I got the juice.
Channel, Chatham's on. Foolies glad I'm home. Even my haters kinda glad I'm on. Rest in peace to my vagabond. Rapper, song, singer, suspended, subpoena. From misdemeanors, dreamer, hell back. Sacks, Loki still a deer. And I still shake a bow squat. Ram for my broke. Got city on the come up. Shot that nigga in Sosa. Shot my nigga in Fat Trail. Shot my nigga in Joseph. Playing Buenos Aires while they sleeping Buenos Noches. Wonder if I wrote this. Cause it's so crisp. The most broke is gold stock broker when I solstice. I could win an Oscar. Russian accent Oscar. Acid addict cross the avid
actor. Rough Riders Baseball is just 2 minutes away.
Hey, I hear the voice of the preacher from the back room. Calling my name and I follow just to find you. I trace the faith to a broken down television and put on the weather. Then I've trained myself to give up on the past, cause I've frozen time between hearses and caskets. Lost control when I panicked at the acid test. I wanna get better. While my friends were getting high and chasing girls down parkway lines, I was losing my mind because the love, the love, the love, the love, the love that I gave wasted on a nice face. In a blaze of fear, I put a helmet on a helmet, counting seconds through the night and got carried away. So now I'm standing on the overpass screaming at the cars, hey, I wanna get better.
I didn't know I was lonely till I saw your face.
I wanna get better.
Only 1 minute left till Rough Riders Baseball. Just 30 more seconds.
Give me,
ride.
It's time for the Rough Riders pregame show on the Rough Riders Baseball Network, featuring interviews with players and coaches, a look around the Texas League, and a closer look at today's game. Let's head out to the ballpark, and here's your host, Zach Bigley.
It's the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions here on a gorgeous day in San Antonio, Texas. Hi, everybody. Happy Sunday. And on this August 4th, the Rough Riders take their best record in all of AA head-to-head against San Antonio. They're 15-2 against the Missions so far this season, and a whopping 11-1 here in this ballpark, and they look to finish off what has already been a phenomenal series, taking four of the first five games in dominating fashion. They've outscored the Missions 22-14 in this series, and the Rough Riders in their wins have allowed just a minuscule amount of runs, just four runs overall allowed in their wins so far in this week. So it's been really good on the pitching side of things. The offense has gotten it done when they've had to. Yesterday they did. A 4-2 win. The Rough Riders had a big day from Cody Freeman, who homered and had two hits. Alejandro Osuna knocked in a pair as well with the bases loaded walk and an RBI single. And the Riders got a good start from Winston Santos, who went six innings, allowing just two runs while striking out seven. So as the Rough Riders look to take 5 of 6 here in San Antonio, they turn to the man who has been the best pitcher in the entirety of the Texas League this year. It's Emiliano Teodo. Teodo missing a start last week due to load management, and he's back out on the hill, expected to go 2 to 3 innings today. His numbers are staggering this season. 5-3 with a 1.77 ERA and 15 starts in 71 and a third innings, 91 strikeouts. And he's holding opponents to a 182 batting average. His ranks all over the league are very impressive. Among those who have at least 70 innings pitched this year, he's first in swinging strike rate, first in ERA, first in strikeout rate, second in batting average allowed. And in addition to that, despite having about 30 fewer innings than everyone else in the top 10, he is sixth in total strikeouts. That's how good he's been this season. So Emiliano Teodo gets the ball for the Rough Riders. On the other side, it's Miguel Cienfuegos, who started the opener of this series for the Missions. And the Canada native in that start went four innings of shutout baseball, allowing three hits while striking out two and walking two. Cienfuegos began this season at the high A level with Fort Wayne, went up to AAA with El Paso, and then settled down here with San Antonio. A 5.31 ERA and five appearances, two starts with the Missions. So it's the Rough Riders and the Missions, game 6 of 6 in this series and part one of this two-part road trip, as the Rough Riders will be heading to Midland after they conclude this game today. We got a chance to catch up with the newest Rough Rider, Jackson Kelly, a new reliever for Frisco, yesterday, and we split it into two parts. I'll give you part two of that interview when we come back as the pregame show rolls along before the finale of this series here on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Welcome back on the pregame show. We're here in San Antonio, and we're joined by the newest Rough Rider, Jackson Kelly, a reliever. And
Did you play any other sports growing up?
I played basketball. That was probably the only sport that I've almost liked as much as baseball, but I had to quit in high school so I could focus on baseball.
Are you an Atlanta sports guy in general for the professional ranks?
Yeah, I mean, I grew up a Braves fan. The Falcons, there's not much to root for, so I don't root for them. Same thing with the Hawks. So, I mean, I watched a lot of Braves games growing up.
You were an infielder as well as a pitcher in high school. When did you know you wanted to do pitching full-time?
I couldn't hit, so it was pretty easy. I only had one route if I wanted to play in college. But the infield stuff, I kind of always naturally threw from a low angle, so my coach was like, just give it a try off the mound, and it stuck in college, and it worked out and got me here.
So you were over the top when you were in high school?
I was.
Okay, and how was that transition for you? How easy was that to make?
It was pretty easy. Like I said, I'd been throwing from short and third a lot, like real low slot. I was pretty accurate with it. It was pretty natural, so I just had to figure out a way to make it work on the mound. Probably took me a year to really feel comfortable. Struggled a lot at first, but biggest thing was finding a slider. The slider was the hardest part, but once I found that, it was good.
You mentioned college. You went to Mercer, as we're joined by Jackson Kelly, Rough Riders reliever. Why Mercer? Why the decision to go there?
It was honestly one of my only options. I was choosing between Mercer and Brown University, and the ultimate decision was that I wanted to win games. Mercer wins a lot of games. A lot of people told me they develop guys really well, so that was an easy decision for me.
You were drafted in the 12th round by the Rangers. What was that moment like to get your name called in the draft?
I mean, it was unreal. It's something I've, like, dreamed about since I was a kid. It took me a couple days to process it. Like, it didn't make any sense to me, but, I mean, I can't even describe the feeling. It was amazing.
Do you remember where you were on draft day and kind of the people you were surrounded by?
Yeah, I was just with my immediate family. We were just at my house in my living room. I wasn't 100% sure I'd get drafted, so I didn't want a lot of people there in case I got let down, you know?
All right, that's Jackson Kelly, Rough Riders reliever. Jackson, thanks so much, and welcome to Frisco.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hi, it's Ben Anderson thanking all Rough Riders fans for your support. Let's ride.
We welcome you back to San Antonio, getting you set for pregame between the Rough Riders and Missions. Game 6 of 6. Happy to have you along on this gorgeous but hot day in San Antonio, Texas. Let's peel back the layers of this lineup onion, shall we, and give you the starting lineups for the Frisco Rough Riders. Alejandro Osuna, the left fielder, starts it off. Then Caber Rodriguez in second base, hitting second. And Max Acosta is the shortstop, hitting third. Cody Freeman at third base, Josh Hatcher in right field, and the Bimelec Ortiz at first base make up the middle third, while Luis Mieses at DH, Cooper Johnson, the catcher, and Daniel Mateo, the center fielder, round out the order. Once again, it's Osuna, Rodriguez, Acosta, Freeman, Hatcher, Ortiz, Mieses, Johnson, and Mateo. Emiliano Teodo takes the ball for the Rough Riders. Here's the lineup he faces for the Missions today. It's Ripken Reyes, the second baseman, Brandon Valenzuela, the catcher, and Cole Cummings, the DH. Robbie Tenerowitz is at first base today, then Marcos Castagnon at third, and Robert Perez Jr. in right field. Bottom third, Connor Hollis in center, Lucas Dunn in left, and Ray Patrick Ditter is the shortstop today for the Missions. Again, it's Reyes, Valenzuela, Cummings, Tenerowitz, Castagnon, Perez, Hollis, Dunn, and Ditter the starting nine today for the Missions. Miguel Cienfuegos getting ready to throw the game's first pitch on the other side of the break as the Rough Riders and Missions meet for the final time here in the Wolf this season and the final time in this six-game series. First pitch in the play-by-play next on the Riders Baseball Network.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Make sure to stop by Riders Field as it turns into a giant loteria board. Grab your cards at the gate and have a chance to win prizes as the Rough Riders host the Springfield Cardinals on Saturday, August 17th for a 7:05 first pitch. Don't forget, it's also the Rough Riders' second of three games as Cases of Frisco in 2024. Cases of Frisco are sponsored by Baylor Scott & White Health. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Viva Kissels!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for three games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos.
And he made the grab.
He makes the diving catch, and the Riders win.
Now it's time for another presentation of Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
If it stays fair, there's no doubt about it. Over the lazy river.
Gone!
The Riders have come storming back.
It's out of here!
The Frisco Rough Riders are the 2022 Texas League champions and a proud AA affiliate of the world champion Texas Rangers.
Good night!
And it's gone!
The 2022 Frisco Rough Riders are Texas League champions!
Oh my goodness! What a play!
Oh baby, what a night!
Now, let's head to the ballpark for the call of today's game. Here's the voice of the Rough Riders, Zach Bigley.
On a beautiful sunny day in San Antonio, Texas, it's time for the series finale between the Frisco Rough Riders and the San Antonio Missions. The left-hander Miguel Cienfuegos is on the mound. Alejandro Osuna in from the left side. We're ready for baseball. Happy to have you. I'm Zach Bigley. Osuna, open stance. Here's the wind back in the first pitch of the game. It's a fastball across in the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1 on Osuna. And we are underway at 6:07 in the p.m., just 2 minutes tardy on this Sunday evening. Cienfuegos, the 0-1. That's fouled out of play down the left side, and it's 0-2 quickly on the Rough Riders left fielder today. Osuna, 5-for-18 in the series with two doubles, including a 2-for-4 game yesterday with a double and a couple RBIs. 0-2. Just sits outside, and it's 1-2. The Rough Riders have won 4 out of the 5 games in this series so far, and they've done it with dominant pitching on the mound. Here's Cienfuegos with the 1-2. Up and in, and it's 2-2 on Osuna. Frisco has had great starting pitching, and the bullpen has been good outside of the one loss. Rough Riders have allowed just 4 runs in the 4 wins in this series. 2-2. Fastball, strike 3 call. Got him on the upper edge outside corner. So Osuna down on strikes, and there's one away here in the top of the first inning for Caber Rodriguez. Rodriguez, the second baseman, 6-for-20 in the series. He's got 3 doubles as well in the set. Cienfuegos looks over the top of his glove, and he fires home. It just sits high, and it's 1-0. Let's introduce you to the defense behind Cienfuegos today. It's Lucas Dunn in left, Connor Hollis in center, and Robert Perez Jr. in right field. 1-0 pitch. There's a fly ball foul at a play down the right side, and it's 1-1. Marcos Castagnon is the third baseman, Ray Patrick Ditter at shortstop, and Ripken Reyes is the second baseman, while Robbie Tenerowitz plays off the line at first, and Brandon Valenzuela catches today for Cienfuegos. The left-hander making his second start in this series. He went 4 shutout innings in the opener in the pitch. There's a line drive looped into shallow left field, and it's run down by Dunn. He reaches up to make the catch. Just a little bit too much air under it for Rodriguez. And Max Acosta stands in now. Acosta, the 3-hitter in this Rough Riders Sunday lineup today with 2 outs and a scoreless top of the first. Standing in from the right side, Cienfuegos nods yes at the sign and offers in. Swinging a chopper down the third base line. Castagnon, it goes under his glove and out into left field. Acosta rounds. He's heading towards second. The throw, the slide, he's safe, and now that one kicks away, and it's backed up by Tenerowitz, the first baseman. So Max Acosta with a base hit and then moves up to second base. Probably will give him a double.
if they want to call that a hit, went right under Castagnon's glove on a play that would have been a difficult play, but probably one that Castagnon says he's got to make. Two outs, runner at second for Cody Freeman. Cienfuegos, a blonde glove against his chest. He's got his sign and set. Looks back at second, pitches. Freeman watches up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. They say it's a double for Max Acosta, so it's his 13th double on the season. And the Rough Riders have an early RBI opportunity for Freeman, who's second on the team with 50 RBIs. 1-0. Down the middle for a strike is 1-1. Cienfuegos goes with a four-pitch mix of a four-seam fastball, sinker, slider, and changeup. The slider is probably his best offering of the four. Freeman homering for the 13th time yesterday. The pitch, he swings and misses through a high fastball, and it's one ball and two strikes. The Rancho Cucamonga, California native, tying his career high with 13 homers. 13 in 2022, and he still has a month and a half to set a new record for him. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well into center field, but backing up Connor Hollis, he's under it, and he makes the grab to retire the side in the first inning. So the Rough Riders, no runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. We go to the bottom of the first inning. It's Emiliano Tayono on the mound, and we come back on the Riders Baseball Network.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Hey, this is Josh Hatcher, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
After a 14-day absence, Emiliano Tayono back out on the hill for the Rough Riders. He faces Ripken Reyes, Brandon Valenzuela, and Cole Cummings in this bottom of the first inning. 0-0 our score between the Riders and the Missions in this series finale, and the last time the Rough Riders will play here, barring playoffs for the Missions this season. First pitch to Reyes is a fastball on the outside corner for a strike. It's 0-1, 96 from Tayono. If this is your first time tuning in to an Emiliano Tayono start, buckle up. He's ready in the 0-1. On the outside edge for a called strike at 98 miles an hour. He's just getting warmed up, and it's 0-2. The fastball will be anywhere from 96 miles an hour to 100. He'll top out at 102. He readies from the stretch in the 0-2. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. A nasty pitch on the outside corner. And Emiliano Tayono makes quick work of Ripken Reyes on just three pitches. One down. Nasty slider from Tayono. And here's Brandon Valenzuela. Welcome back in a big way. Tayono readies and fires home. Outside 1-0.
missing at 98 miles an hour. Teodo has been the best pitcher in the Texas League this year, 5-3 with a 1.77 ERA in 15 starts. Just phenomenal. 1-0 offering. Fastball just high, and it's 2-0. And the crazy thing is, he's been even better if you take out his first start of the season. In his last 14 starts, a 1.31 ERA. Just ridiculous stuff for the right-hander, the 2-0. And that one's just a bit high. Missing with the slider, and it's 3-1. The only blemish for Teodo has been the walks. 38 walks and 71 in the third innings. He has the second highest walk rate in the Texas League. 3-0. And that's outside for ball four. He walks him on four pitches. Travis Brewer is our home plate umpire behind the plate today. Kyle Stutz at first, and Jack Wasson is our third base umpire. Cole Cummings bats now. So the true outcomes in exaggerated ways for Teodo, the first two batters. Three-pitch strikeout, four-pitch walk. Now the first offering to Cole Cummings. And that one's right down the middle for a strike. It's 0-1. Teodo made just two starts in the month of July. He readies in the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Devastating off the outside corner on the change, and it's 0-2. The reason behind that was Teodo missed a start because he was starting in the Futures game for the American League. All right, before the All-Star game, as the pitch is cut on and missed for strike three. Went with a slider down and in, and he made Cummings look foolish. Second out, both of them on strikeouts, and that brings Robbie Tenorewicz to the plate. No score in the bottom of the first inning. And then Teodo then missed his next start because of load management. So he's back in there and in the starting rotation, expected to go 2-3 innings today. First pitch to Tenorewicz. Fastball, strike on the inside corner, 0-1. 99 miles an hour there from Teodo. Teodo making his third start against San Antonio this season. A 1.64 ERA, surrendering two earned over 11 innings. 0-1, down and into Tenorewicz, and it's 1-1. 13 strikeouts in those 11 innings against these missions. Alejandro Osuna plays left field behind him today. Daniel Mateo in center, Josh Hatcher in right. Cody Freeman at third, Max Acosta at shortstop. 1-1. There's a fly ball scooped down the right field line in foul ground, and it's out of play. And it's 1-2 now on Tenorewicz. Kaber Rodriguez is the Rough Riders' second baseman. Abimelech Ortiz holds on Valenzuela at first base, and Cooper Johnson does the catching as he usually does for Teodo. When these two are paired together, they have a 1.95 ERA. Maybe more impressively, they've thrown out four of six potential base runners between them. Here's the stretch, and the 1-2. There's a line shot into left center field into the gap. Mateo after it. He's there, and he makes the catch. So Teodo, just a walk against him in this first inning. It's a scoreless bottom half of the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the top of the second. Nothing-nothing our score on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Rhythm Energy is offering the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas with their brand new PowerShift electricity plans. With our ACs about to get a workout all summer long, you can't beat the heat, but you also can't beat the savings Rhythm Energy is offering with PowerShift. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner.
With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. In Touch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993 or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the In Touch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire group. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the second inning, the Rough Riders and the Missions no score. Josh Hatcher, Abimelech Ortiz, and Luis Mieses due up for the Riders in this second inning. Hatcher is ready to go. Miguel Cienfuegos back up on the mound. Only a double for the Rough Riders from Max Acosta in the first inning against Cienfuegos. First pitch, up and in, and it's one ball and no strikes. Hatcher 6-for-16 in the series. He's reached in 16 consecutive games coming into this one for the Riders. 1-0. He takes a breaking ball top shelf for a strike. 1-1. In those 16 games, he's hitting .323 with an over 400 on base percentage. 1-1. A chop in the ground up the first baseline. It's foul. And Tanerowicz barehanded it in foul territory and then tossed it to the Rough Riders bullpen right to Nick Krauf. One ball and two strikes. He has fun playing baseball, that's for sure. Hatcher has not been a big walk guy throughout his career, but he's getting on base with a lot of walks recently. 1-2. Swinging a chopper foul back behind home to the right side into the Riders' dugout, and it's still one ball and two strikes. And the more additions he can make to his game, the better. Always been a very aggressive hitter, and he has a lot of swing and miss in his game, but getting on base more is going to certainly help him. 1-2 pitch on the way. Swing and a miss. Got him on a high fastball. He struck him out. Second strikeout from Cienfuegos, and they're one away here in the second inning. Abimelech Ortiz makes his way to the plate now for the Riders, trying to become the final piece of the puzzle for the Rough Riders in terms of getting a hit here in this series. He's the only player on either side who has yet to have a hit. He's 0-for-17. First pitch. Outside 1-0, and he's 0 for his last 18 going back to his final at-bat against Tulsa last Sunday at home. I was coming off a phenomenal series with the Rough Riders at home. 1-0, fouled away down the left side, and it's 1-1. Yesterday, you could make an argument he could have had two hits, but some pretty good defensive plays. One by Cole Cummings sliding in, and the other by Cole Cummings going back in left field. Cienfuegos, the 1-1. Fastball simmers high, 2-1. And that kind of stuff just really makes you feel for a guy like Ortiz, who
had a really nice hot stretch and was bringing that batting average up and all the numbers up. And now back into a skid. 2-1. Popped foul back behind home, and it's two balls and two strikes. The batting average now down to 205 coming into today's game. Trying to stay positive, though. It's a really tough jump up here to the AA level, and Ortiz figuring that out here in his first season in AA. Still just 22, and he won't turn 23 years old until next year. 2-2 pitch on the way to Ortiz. He takes in three balls and two strikes. Tough lefty-lefty matchup for him as well, as Cienfuegos has been good against lefties. They're just hitting 231 against him as opposed to 284 by righties. 3-2. Chopped up the middle. The shortstop hitter collects on the first base side of the second base bag. He throws him out at first. Two down. Luis Mieses takes his turn now. Mieses has had a great start to his Frisco Rough Riders career through four games, 7-for-17. Two outs, bases clear, no score. Top of the second inning. Cienfuegos deals. Just outside, one ball and no strikes. Mieses has a double out of those seven hits, and he's driven in three runs as well in this series. 1-0 offering. There's a hot grounder to the right side. It's a sliding back, and it stopped Tenerowicz. The first baseman has got it up to his feet. He beats Mieses to the first base bag to retire the side in order. Nifty play at first base by Robbie Tenerowicz. And we are done in the top of the second. Bottom two next, Rough Riders and Missions. No score on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys, and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. That's right. Any bill she can't fund her parents pay.
Into the last of the second inning, Emiliano Teodo back to the mound for the Rough Riders. No score. Marcos Castagnon leads it off for San Antonio in the five spot in the first pitch. Swing and a miss out in front of a gross slider, and it's 0-1. And Teodo's slider has been just about the best pitch in the Texas League this year. He readies and brings it in. Swing and a miss. Went to the changeup. 0-2. That changeup continues to get better and better throughout the season. He went from really a two-pitch pitcher with a sinker and slider with the occasional changeup last season, at the end of last year, to really working in that changeup well. The pitch. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Slider low and away, and Emiliano Teodo with his third strikeout. One away. Picking up right where he left off 2 weeks ago. Robert Perez stands in now. Perez a homer yesterday. Two solo homers against Winston Santos for the Missions. The pitch. Chopped back up the middle, right of the second baseman. Rodriguez has got it at the chest, and he throws out Perez two away. A three-pitch strikeout and a one-pitch ground out here in the second inning. Connor Hollis stands in. Four pitches in the first inning. Nine for strikes, and now four pitches, all for strikes. So far here in this second. First offering home to Connor Hollis. Dips low of the zone, and it's one ball and no strikes. Toyoto has allowed just two runs total in the first two innings this season. The pitch. Inside corner for a strike. And it's one and one. 98-mile-an-hour fastball. He's only allowed eight extra base hits this season as well, through 15 starts, with this being his 16th. 1-1 is low, and it's two balls and one strike. Opponents are hitting 182 against him, slugging just 235 and an OPS below 600 against him this year. Just phenomenal numbers as the pitch is grounded hard out to second. Rodriguez collects, and he throws out Hollis, and it's another 1-2-3 inning for Emiliano Teodo in his incredible season here in AA. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. 3 Ks for Teodo. Scoreless to the top of the third on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
As the Texas League schedule comes down the home stretch and the NHL season is just around the corner, the Rough Riders blend them both together on September 5th for Dallas Stars Night. The Riders will be wearing Dallas Stars-themed jerseys and there will be hockey themes all night long. There's also a great ticket package available. Purchase two tickets for the game, get two Dallas Stars preseason tickets and two co-branded hockey jerseys, all for $59. It's Dallas Stars Night at Riders Field on Thursday, September 5th. Get more information at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Yeah. Hi, it's Alex DeGody, thanking all Rough Rider fans for your support. That's right. Any bills you can't front, her parents
paid it. We're to the top of the third inning. Cooper Johnson leading it off. The Rough Riders and Missions, no score. Cienfuegos, the left-hander, looks in. He's got his sign, and he offers home. And fits it on the inside corner for a strike, and it's 0-1 to Johnson, who's 2-for-12 in this series with a home run. Emiliano Teodo with three strikeouts through two innings, allowing just a walk. The 0-1. Johnson swings and chops it to short. Ditter comes up on it. He fields, and the shortstop throws him out. One away, and Daniel Mateo stands in. Cienfuegos has now thrown 6 1/3 scoreless innings in his two starts against the Riders this week. He continues to be very good here in this ballpark. It's not necessarily surprising either. The pitch. Just inside, 1-0. As we've hit on time and time again throughout this series and this season, this is a very pitcher-friendly park. His numbers will back that up. 1-0 pitch to Mateo. Fouled away by the Riders' nine-hole hitter, and it's 1-1. Cienfuegos coming into this one, a 2.45 ERA here in this ballpark with an over 8.5 ERA on the road. Small sample size, granted. He winds in the 1-1. Mateo takes outside, 2-1. But still, this is a ballpark that really helps out the overall numbers for San Antonio. And joking with Riders pitching coach John Goble earlier this week, he said, if we pitched in this ballpark as our home park, we'd have the best ERA in all minor league baseball, as this pitch is cut on and missed on the inside corner, and it's 2 balls and 2 strikes, and he's probably right. I mean, just take this week, for example. The Rough Riders starting pitchers, if you include Teodo's 2 scoreless innings so far today, their starting pitchers have a ridiculous ERA as this pitch is lined to third, but it's caught by Castagnon, leaping off to his left and lunging to make the grab. What a play by Castagnon. On the webbing of his glove, he just is able to snare it, and that brings Alejandro Osuna to the plate. The Riders' starting staff this week has a 0.64 ERA. Just absolutely ridiculous. Just 2 earned runs allowed in 28 innings. First pitch to Osuna at the top of the card. He bunts down the third baseline. Cienfuegos off the hill. Fields throws, and just in time. Osuna tried to bunt his way aboard. He could not, and it's a 1-2-3 inning for Cienfuegos. Bottom of the third inning next. The Rough Riders and Missions. No score on the Riders Baseball Network.
You can save $500 or more a year on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShip. The shift is on, Rough Riders fans, and it's an electricity plan you can cheer for. Rhythm Energy's PowerShift gives you the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Talk about out-of-the-park savings. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Ladies and gentlemen, baseball fans of all ages, Game Day Men's Health is your premier destination for men's wellness. As we enjoy America's favorite pastime, Game Day Men's Health wants to remind you to prioritize your health and well-being. Are you or your partner feeling fatigued, having trouble focusing, or struggling to maintain a healthy weight? Game Day Men's Health is here to help. Their expert team specializes in testosterone replacement therapy, weight loss programs, erectile dysfunction treatments, and peptide therapy designed to help you tackle life's challenges head on. Visit Game Day Men's Health today and start feeling like an MVP in your own life. Don't wait. Visit GameDayMen'sHealth.com/Rough Riders to schedule your free consultation. Game Day Men's Health, proud partner of the Frisco Rough Riders. Play ball.
This is Evan Carter, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
Lucas Dunn starts it off in the bottom of the third inning for San Antonio. 0-0 our score. Emiliano Teodo brings it home. And he bends one just inside. 1-0. Lucas Dunn, Ray Patrick Ditter, Ripken Reyes, 8-9-1 to swing the sticks in this inning for the Missions. 1-0. Fastball burns high, and it's 2-0 on Dunn. Teodo with 3 strikeouts through 2 innings. He walked the second batter he saw, but he sat down the last 5 in a row. 2-0. Outside corner, a strike. 2-1. It's the kind of Teodo we've come to expect this season. He's been the ace. He's been the horse, the guy you want up on the mound. He pitches, and it's a breaking ball for a strike on the outside corner, and it's 2-2. And he continues to get better and better with every start. First time on the mound in 14 days. 2-2. Down in the dirt. Full at 3-2. He's expected to go at max 3 innings today. So Rough Riders will probably turn to Damian Mendoza for long relief. Also have a couple other guys out in the bullpen who are available today. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Emiliano Teodo sits down Lucas Dunn. It's his fourth strikeout. One away. He has the ability to make guys look very, very foolish with that slider. Dunn down swinging, and here's Ditter at the bottom of the card. First pitch, inside 1-0. Missing with the change. The Aruba native has had a tough series outside of game one, the 1-0. There's a line drive, hit hard to short, and it goes off of Acosta's glove, diving to his right, and out into left field. It's a base hit for Ray Patrick Ditter. First hit that Teodo has allowed. Ripken Reyes bats now. Rare base hit against Teodo. His opponents are hitting just 182 against him. Miguel Ulloa of Corpus Christi is the only one with a lower batting average against in the league. First pitch, swing and a miss. Reyes over the top of a slider, and it's 0-1. Reyes struck out on three pitches back in the first inning. Chokes up heavily on the bat. Very tough batter to strike out. 0-1. He swings and chops it foul up the first base side. It's quickly 0-2. Well, Teodo, the best ERA in the Texas League among those who have thrown at least 70 pitches. Highest swinging strike rate, highest strikeout rate, second highest batting average against, as we just said, and the highest left on base percentage as he throws over to first, not in time. So when guys get a board against him, they usually don't come around to score. And a lot of that is because he doesn't give up a ton of extra base hits. He also has the fourth highest ground ball rate in the Texas League. Ditter goes. There's a swing and a miss. Throw down to second is high. Save. Just the third stolen base against the combination of Teodo and Johnson, but Reyes does strike out. It's the fifth strikeout for Teodo. Two down with a runner at second, and here's Brandon Valenzuela. It's Ditter's 25th strikeout, or 25th steal of the season in 28 attempts. Valenzuela walked, not seeing a strike in the first in the pitch. There's a high fly ball, shallow right field. Rodriguez going out. The second baseman calls off everybody. He makes the catch. And it's three shutout innings for Emiliano Teodo and his return to the mound. He was fantastic. We're scoreless into the top of the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
Hey, this is Maximo Acosta, and you're listening to Frisco Road Riders Baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Chamber Rodriguez to begin the Rough Riders' top of the fourth inning. Still nothing-nothing our score between Frisco and San Antonio. Well, we're starting to see some stretching out of the Rough Riders' bullpen down the right side. If it is the end for Emiliano Teodo, he struck out five across three innings on 34 pitches. Kamer Rodriguez stands in against Cienfuegos. A Canadian on the mound, he winds back and brings it in. It's low, and it's one ball and no strikes, missing with the changeup. Rodriguez softly lined out to left his last time up. Cienfuegos with his 36th pitch. There's a fly ball hit to center field. This one sending Hollis back. He turns around into right center field, makes the catch. One away, and Max Acosta takes his turn. The wind is blowing in from left field, but really more from left to right, almost foul pole to foul pole. And so the wind kind of pushing that one on Hollis. A guy who continues to look very smooth out there defensively, even though he's only played in under 50 games there in his minor league career. First pitch to Acosta is up and away, and it's one ball and no strikes. Nothing-nothing our score. We play in the top of the fourth inning. One out, base is clear. Acosta has the only hit for the Rough Riders, the 1-0. He swings and skies this one to the right side, and the wind pushes it out of play. It's one ball and one strike. It was a ground ball to the third baseman, Castagnon, that went under his glove and out into left field, and Acosta turned on the jets and got into second for basically an infield double. Did just get out into the outfield. Here's the wind back in the 1-1. Inside on Acosta, and it's two balls and one strike. Well, we were talking about if Emiliano Teodo is done, but there's nobody warming in the Riders' bullpen, so it looks like he'll come back out for a fourth inning of work. 2-1, down and away, and it's three balls and one strike. Good to have him back in this rotation, especially considering that Ryan Garcia was just promoted up to the AAA level. Our congratulations go out to Ryan. There's the 3-1. So we get a ground ball foul up the third baseline, and it's three balls and two strikes now on Acosta. What a season it was for Garcia. Since instituting that changeup, he really turned into a completely different pitcher for the Rough Riders. And time called. Acosta steps out. Garcia, after three tough starts to begin his season, turned it around on April 30th against Corpus Christi when he really started throwing that changeup, especially righty-righty, and over his last 13 starts after that, a 3-1-0 ERA. Here's the payoff pitch on the way to Max Acosta. Inside corner, strike three called. Cienfuegos with his third strikeout. Two outs here in the fourth inning, and Cody Freeman stands in. Garcia earning that promotion up to AAA. We're certainly going to miss him here. And now it looks like Reed Burlingmeier is starting to throw out of the bullpen. First pitch is inside to Cody Freeman, 1-0. Maybe a situation where Teodo comes out and throws to a batter or two. And then we see Burlingmeier. 1-0 offering. Just inside. Two balls and no strikes on Free, who flew out to center back in the first inning. Wind continues to blow in from left field, the 2-0. Top of the zone, a strike. 2-1. Freeman already has a career high with 23 doubles, and his next homer will be a career high in home runs. This has really been a breakout season for Freeman. 2-1. Swinging a line shot down the left field line. It lands in fair and kicks off the wall down the left field side. Freeman easily coasts up into second base. His 24th double. And the Rough Riders have a runner in scoring position with two outs here in the ninth inning. Or excuse me, in the fourth inning. Cody Freeman with another double. He continues to be one of the best in the league with extra base hits this season. The 24 doubles tie him with Jack Winkler of Midland for the most in the Texas League now. We'll see Winkler next week when we go to Midland. Here's Josh Hatcher with an RBI opportunity. No score in the fourth. The pitch. A swing and a miss at a high fastball. It's 0-1. Doubles now for Freeman. He finds himself all over the leaderboards in the Texas League. Here's the stretch. And a look back towards second. The pitch. Swing and a miss. A late swing from Hatcher off the outside corner. 0-2. Freeman tied for 7th in the league with those 13 homers, 5th in slugging, 9th in OPS, 6th in hits, 2nd in total extra base hits, just behind Tim Tawa of Amarillo. 0-2 inside. One ball and two strikes. Tawa leads the league with 20 home runs. Though he does play in Amarillo in the friendly confines for an offensive player. Freeman also 2nd to him in total bases in the league. Offering in, down and away, 2 balls and 2 strikes. Ralph Ryder's trying to come up with a big hit here. Hatcher struck out swinging back in the second. With two outs, the 2-2. Breaking ball, grounded, two hops to the right side. Reyes has got it at second. He throws out Hatcher, and the inning is over. So the Riders turned away. No runs on a hit, no errors, a runner left on. Bottom of the fourth inning next, and Emiliano Teodo is back out for it when we come back on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
My dad is a proud girl dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a girl, Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
Ben Franklin here to talk to you about water filtration. Unfiltered water in your home is no joke. Did you know tap water can shorten the life of your pipes and, even worse, be dangerous to your family's health? Our Punctual plumbers can install a whole home system that filters water before it enters your pipes. Visit BenjaminFranklinPlumbing.com or call 877-BEN-1776 to request an appointment.
Go with the flow, the local pros. Call Benjamin Franklin Plumbing.
Independently owned and operated. Licensed in their respective state or county.
Let's get back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Emiliano Teodo back on the hill for the Rough Riders in the fourth inning to face Cole Cummings. Middle third, 3-4-5 in the order for San Antonio. 0-0 our score. Teodo, 5 strikeouts so far. The pitch. And outside to Cummings, 1 ball and 0 strikes. Teodo working on a pitch count around 40. He's at 35 right now after that first offering, so this will probably be his last batter, the 1-0. He bends it in there for a strike, and it's 1-1 with Reed Burleymeyer loosening out of the Riders' bullpen. Here's the stretch in the 1-1. Top of the zone, outside corner, strike 2. 1 ball and 2 strikes on Cummings, who struck out on 3 pitches back in the first inning. Teodo bends in, looks for his sign. He's got it from the
Belt, he deals in the 1-2 inside the backstop. Nearly hit him, just yanked that pitch, and it's two balls and two strikes. It's a changeup. He's been the Emiliano Teodo we're used to seeing so far. Good to have him back on the mound. 2-2 offering. Swing and a miss. He struck him out. Nasty slider down low and inside, and Emiliano Teodo has six strikeouts through 3 1/3 innings. Gross stuff. There's Robbie Tanerowitz. And Carlos staying in the dugout, so he'll face Tanerowitz too. Here's the stretch and the pitch. Tanerowitz takes low, and it's one ball and no strikes. Berlingmeyer looks like he's ready to go out in the bullpen. Riders would much rather have Teodo in this situation in the 1-0. There's a fly ball hammered out to deep left field, and that ball is gone. Slider on the inside corner. It's only the second home run he's allowed on that slider this season, and the second total extra base hit he's allowed on that slider this season. And that's it. Carlos Cardoza comes out of the dugout. He points down to the bullpen. It's 1-0 San Antonio. I'll introduce you to Reed Berlingmeyer when we come back here in the fourth on the Riders Baseball Network.
The Frisco Rough Riders provide the best night out for you and your groups. Whether it's a fun night out with some friends or a company outing, spend your night with us for some great food and baseball. Don't miss your opportunity. Call 972-334-1993. Or visit us online at ridersbaseball.com to learn more about all our offers and flexible payment methods. Never miss a second of the Riders Baseball excitement. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Back to San Antonio in the bottom of the fourth inning. The Rough Riders trailing 1-0 on the back of a Robbie Tanerowitz solo home run for San Antonio against Teodo, the final batter he faced, as Wade Berlingmeyer comes out of the bullpen to face Marcos Castagnon. Teodo finishes with a final line of one run allowed over 3 1/3 innings on two hits. He struck out six and walked one. Here's the stretch and the pitch home. Check swing and a miss. It's 0-1. Fastball, or excuse me, the breaking ball from Berlingmeyer. Cutter, and it's 0-1. Castagnon struck out back in the second. 0-1. Low and outside. One ball and one strike. So a sour note to finish the start for Teodo, but nonetheless a very good one for him. Good to see him just back in the rotation for the Rough Riders. 1-1, fouled back. One ball and two strikes on Castagnon now. He'll probably be more stretched out next week in Midland when he makes his start. And be good as new. And a healthy and good Emiliano Teodo in the Rough Riders rotation is definitely a good thing. It's going to give you a chance to win every time he takes the hill. Riders trailing 1-0 in this bottom of the fourth. They haven't trailed very much here in this series. They've won four of the five games. Berlingmeyer readies in the 1-2. Breaking ball, ground ball foul back behind home, and it's still one ball and two strikes. Castagnon 1 for 15 in this series, but that one hit, a solo home run. Former UC Santa Barbara product. Former 12th rounder. 1-2 pitch. Outside, it's two balls and two strikes. Castagnon played just 28 games his final year at Santa Barbara because of a broken hand. But he put over 1,000 OPS. 2-2. There's a high pop-up, left side, foul ground. Cooper Johnson gets rid of the mask at the warning track, and he watches it go three rows deep. A foul ball. Still two balls and two strikes. He figured to be a pretty high draft pick, but because of that broken hand, he missed a large chunk of time and was still drafted in the 12th round, and he's ascended to now the number 7 prospect in the Padres organization. Really because of a lot of trades that have traded away the top 30 prospects overall. 2-2. There's a line shot to left center. It drops in a base hit, and Castagnon has his second hit of the series. Third hit of the day for San Antonio, and Robert Perez stands in. 1-0 mission. Spot to the fourth. Perez grounded out to second in the second inning. Connor Hollis continues to lead this offense in the series with just 5 hits. It's been a very difficult week offensively for the Missions. Berlingmeyer from the stretch, he brings it. On the inside corner, called strike, it's 0-1. Really been a difficult year for the Missions. It's really interesting when you look at the different philosophies that different organizations have with their minor league players and teams, and whether or not a team is competing at the big league level has a great deal to do with that. The pitch rides inside, and it hit him. Now, Perez hit by a pitch on a wrist. I think it was the left wrist, and yeah, it was. And he immediately walks over towards his own dugout and now turns around. But the athletic trainer, David Bryan, will go check on it and just make sure he's okay. First two against Berlingmeyer, a single and a hit batter. Perez getting checked out. It's that left hand wrist area. And it looks like he's going to stay in the game. So runners at first and second. One out in this fourth inning, and Connor Hollis the batter. The Padres obviously trying to win at the major league level, so they've traded away a lot of their prospects. And when you look at this Missions team, it's a lot of guys who have been in Double-A and in the minor leagues for a long, long time. They are way more experienced than the Rough Riders are, but they're having a tough year because it's a lot of guys who aren't in their peaks anymore. First pitch to Connor Hollis. And that's below the zone. One ball and no strikes. Hollis in his second organization. He came up through the Red Sox, and he's playing in his third year here with San Antonio. Won the batting title in the Texas League, hitting .333 back in 2022. 1-0 pitch. There's a breaking ball for a strike from Berlingmeyer, and it's one ball and one strike. You look at the way that the Rangers have constructed the Rough Riders, and even though this is not a team that's incredibly prospect-laden on the offensive side, it's still a lot of younger guys, and still guys who they believe can make the major leagues. 1-1. There's a line drive, looped over second into right field, base hit. Castagnon up to third, he gets the stop sign, and the bases are loaded. So the sacks are full on a single, a hit by pitch, and another single. And just one out for Lucas Dunn. So Berlingmeyer has allowed 3 straight base runners coming out of the bullpen for Emiliano Teodo. Still just 1-0 Missions. And Cooper Johnson will go have a chat with Reed. The entire infield joins as well.
Lucas Dunn.
Dunn, a right-handed batter. Long conversation by Johnson, who's really taken a big role on this team as a leader. He's taken over the primary catcher position as well after Liam Hicks was traded to the Detroit Tigers, along with Tyler Owens. So bases loaded and one out. First pitch to Dunn. Just below the zone. One ball and no strikes. Dunn with his second at-bat with the bases loaded. He had a bases loaded double back in the fourth inning in Wednesday's game. The drive-in two. The 1-0. Swing and a miss and a high fastball. And it's 1-1 now. As a team, the Missions have two grand slams this year. One from Jacob Marcy. Actually, he didn't even hit one here. He hit one with Pensacola. The pitch is fouled off at the plate, and it's 1-2. After he was traded to the Marlins organization in the Luis Arraez trade, it still gives San Antonio credit for that, even though he hit it with Pensacola. Zach Rex and Ray Patrick Ditter with grand slams as well. Here's the stretch. And the 1-2 pitch on the way to Lucas Dunn. Breaking ball cut on and missed for strike three. Reed Burlingmeyer with the strikeout. His first, and there are two away here in the fourth inning. Bases still loaded for the aforementioned Ray Patrick Ditter. 2-for-8 with the bases loaded this season with a grand slam. Playing in his 471st career Double-A game today. The offering in. He takes a strike on the inside corner, 0-1. Ditter playing in his 1,031st game in his minor league career today as well. Started all the way back in 2013 with the Braves organization. 0-1 pitch. Fouled away down the right side. 0-2. Bases still loaded of Missions. Castagnon at third, Perez at second, Hollis at first. Burlingmeyer trying to pitch himself out of this self-induced jam. He stretches. 0-2. Swing and a miss, struck him out. Burlingmeyer loads the bases, then strikes out back-to-back hitters. And it's still 1-0 Missions. We go to the top of the fifth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
This is Dane Acker, and let's get back to the game.
top half of the fifth, the Riders trying to jumpstart their offense, trailing 1-0 to San Antonio. Javi Malek Ortiz set to lead it off for the Rough Riders against Miguel Cienfuegos. 6-7-8 in the Rough Riders order. Two left-handed batters and a righty. First pitch. Ortiz takes up and in from the southpaw, and it's 1-0. You have two lefties and a righty who kills left-handed pitching. Very interesting trio do up here. The offering home. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball off the outside corner, and it's 1-1. A run on 4 hits and no errors for the Missions. No runs on 2 hits and no errors for the Riders. 1-1. Ortiz takes the very top of the zone for a strike. It's 1-2. Ortiz bounced out to short in his last time up in the second. Cienfuegos peers over the top of his glove, and time is called. Ortiz steps out. The Riders had nearly double the amount of hits that San Antonio has had in this series coming into this game, but being out-hit 4-2 today. Cienfuegos waits for the pitch clock to wind down. The 1-2, swinging a soft roller up the first baseline out to the second baseman, Reyes. He collects and throws out Ortiz, one away. Luis Mieses bats now. 1-0 Missions. The Rangers had their series finale earlier today against the Boston Red Sox, and it did not go the way the Rangers would have liked. Got off to a good start, leading 2-0 after Corey Seager and Josh Young homers the pitch. That's low and outside, and it's 1-0. But then Boston rattled off 7 unanswered runs and won it 7-2. And this is a game that Nathan Eovaldi started as well. And certainly one you would like to win in that instance. 1-0. Just outside, 2-0. Especially after beating All-Star Tanner Houck yesterday. But just a combination of a poor start from him and not enough offense on the Rangers' side. The pitch. There's a fly ball hit well out to right field, but a little bit towards the end of the bat. Perez angles under it, and the right fielder makes the catch. Two up, two down for the Riders in the fifth inning, and Cooper Johnson stands in. He's the aforementioned righty who hits left-handed pitching really, really well. Ground out to short for him back in the third. Eovaldi for the Rangers ended up giving up 5 runs over his 5 innings. 2 of them inherited runs. The pitch. That's low and outside, 1-0. Walter Pennington, who was just called up after being traded from the Royals organization, gave up a 3-run homer. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 1-1. Brock Burke, who was just called up, and Harrison Garabito both pitched as well, with Garabito throwing an inning and a third scoreless. He now has a 0.90 ERA in the big leagues this year in 10 innings. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Out in front on it. 1-2 on Johnson with 2 outs and the bases clear. Top of the fifth inning, 1-0 Missions. He calls time and now steps back into the box. Here's the left-hander peering in. He's got his sign in the 1-2. Fastball is high, 2-2. If you're looking for a silver lining, if you're trying to be a plumber and gouge out the nasty old pipes and figure out what is still in there that you can use in this kind of loss, the pitch. That's up and in. It's 3-2. It's a great sign that Josh Young homered. He's back, and he is going to be a big part of this offense in the next 2 months if the Rangers are somehow able to claw back into it in the division. 3-2 pitch. That misses low, and Cooper Johnson draws a walk. A 2-out base runner for the Riders. That brings Danny Mateo to the plate.
Welcome
Josh Young with his third homer. First pitch, swing and a miss, and it's 0-1. Missed over 100 games with a broken wrist this year. We had him in rehab last week. It was great to catch up with Josh, who is with the Rough Riders in 2021. And he was itching to get back to the big leagues. The 0-1, that's up and away, and it's one ball and one strike. As much as we love to see Josh, we hope we never see him again on rehab. Hope he stays healthy up there. One ball, one strike pitch. There's a liner foul to the right side, and it's 1-2. Speaking of rehab, it was initially reported that Joe Musgrove was going to make a start today for the Missions in his rehab for the Padres organization, but there's a little snafu with his flight, and so he's starting for Lake Elsinore tonight. At the low A level, 1-2. There's a pop-up on the right side of the infield. Reyes cutting over. It's Tenero. It's the first baseman into shallow right. He makes the catch and the inning concludes. The Rough Riders, no runs on no hits, no errors. A runner left on. Bottom five next. Frisco trails 1-0. Andy Rodriguez on the hill next for the Riders. We return on the Riders Baseball Network. Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
This is Josh Steven with the Frisco Rough Riders. You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Ripken Reyes leads things off for San Antonio in the home half of the fifth inning. Andy Rodriguez on the mound for the Rough Riders. Third pitcher for Frisco on this Sunday and finale of this six-game series. First pitch up and outside to Reyes. It's one ball and no strikes. A couple strikeouts for Ripken today. He's just seen six pitches. To strike out twice. 1-0. That one's flying into center field. Right at Daniel Mateo. Angling into right center with the wind. And he flags it down. One away. Brandon Valenzuela takes his turn now. Reed Burlingmeier done in his 1 1/3 innings today. Or excuse me, 2/3 of an inning. The pitch. Fouled straight back, and it's 0-1. He allowed two hits, hit a batter, but struck out two, and ended not allowing a run. Andy Rodriguez, the 25-year-old, 6'1", 165 pounds. The pitch is fouled back off of Johnson's glove. 0-2. Rodriguez, the Havana, Cuba native, 6'1", and he's 1-1 this year with a 2.09 ERA. And 47 and a third innings, 39 strikeouts to 19 walks. 0-2, that's down and in, and it's one ball and two strikes now on Valenzuela. The only run today, San Antonio's Robbie Tanerowicz, the solo homer in the fourth. Rough Riders infield plays to pull for the left-handed batting Valenzuela. The 1-2. There's a fly ball lifted out to left field, sending Osuna back on a dead run at the warning track, and he's there to make the catch. Into the teeth of that wind, and it knocked it down at two outs. Osuna has been very impressive in the outfield. That was a perfect first step. Got back to the warning track, knew exactly where he was, didn't even check the wall, and he made the catch about two steps in front of that fence. So two down, bases clear, left-handed batting Cole Cummings hits in the pinch. There's a high pop-up out into left center field. Osuna coming over. He calls off. Now everyone's calling it. Osuna at the last second comes in and makes the catch, just grabbing it in front of the shortstop, Max Acosta. Side retired in 1-2-3 fashion. Easy work for Andy Rodriguez. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. Top six next. Riders trail 1-0 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Hey fans, are you a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member? Throughout the season, Texas Farm Bureau insurance members get two free tickets to any Rough Riders Sunday home game. All you have to do is show proof of membership at the Riders Field box office to get your free tickets. Visit facebook.com/Texas Farm Bureau Insurance to find out how to become a Texas Farm Bureau insurance member today.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Hey, this is Cooper Johnson, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Top half of the sixth inning, and the Rough Riders have the top of their order due up. Miguel Cienfuegos back out for his sixth inning of work. He has started all over the place in the org this year, and he's gone as long as seven innings in an outing this year. First pitch. That one misses low, and it's one ball and no strikes, but this is a high for him in a missions uniform, pitching into the sixth. Rough Riders have just two hits today. They're both doubles. Cienfuegos steals home to the left-handed batter. It's up, and it's two balls and no strikes. A Cody Freeman double and a Max Acosta double. One in the first and one in the fourth. Nothing to show for it, though. If you're looking for an extra base hit or a double, this is your guy, Alejandro Osuna. 2-0 offering. Fits over the heart of the plate to strike, and it's 2-1. Since being promoted to Double-A Frisco in his last 25 games, he's all over the Texas League leaderboards. 2-0. Swinging a drive out to right center field. Hollis on a dead sprint into the right center alley, and it's off the base of the wall. Osuna up to second base, and right on cue, he pulls in with his 10th double with the Rough Riders. He hammered that ball into right center, hit off the base of the wall in right center field, 106 miles an hour exit velocity, and it's a leadoff double for the Riders. Tying run at second, here's Caber Rodriguez. Well, coming into today, Osuna tied for third in doubles since he was called up in the Texas League, and ninth in OPS in the Texas League. First pitch. Rodriguez shows bunt, pulls back, takes high. One ball and no strikes. 1-0, Riders trail. Play in the top of the sixth. Corners pinch in. Tenerowitz at first base, charging in, and the offering. He pulls back and drills it high and deep down the left field line, and it's off the pole. A two-run go-ahead homer for Kaver Rodriguez. 2-1 Rough Riders. Wow, just like that. A double and a two-run home run down the left field line, and Frisco trampolines themselves out in front. Wow. Kaver Rodriguez in a bunt situation says, no thanks, I'll just hit a two-run homer right here. Max Acosta stands in now. The pitch. There's a fly ball lifted into left center field. Hollis angling over. He's there, and the center fielder makes the catch. Acosta retired for the first down, and here's Cody Freeman. 2-1 Rough Riders here in the top of the sixth inning. Rodriguez's fifth home run of the season with the Riders. Frisco now a sixth inning lead. The pitch. Down and in. One ball and no strikes on Freeman. He doubled down the left field line in the fourth inning. 1-0. A line shot to right center. Hollis racing in, has to play it on a hop, and it kicks past him. Freeman a wide turnaround first, though Hollis recovers and lofts it back in. Cody Freeman with his second consecutive multi-hit game and his third here in this series. Josh Hatcher takes his turn. Hatcher's 0 for 2. And time call, Jeff Andrews will go out and have a chat with the left-hander. There's action out of the bullpen for San Antonio. 2-1 Rough Riders. We play in this sixth inning. During this mound visit, Riders fans, we'd like to remind you that the Riders won the first half championship in the Texas League South. And for the second time in the last 3 years, they are postseason bound. They'll host their first postseason game at home on September 19th and an if-necessary game on Friday, September 20th. If they advance to the championship series, they'll have one home game on September 22nd. So don't miss out and get your Riders playoff tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Jeff Andrews has said his piece. It's David Morgan who's loosening out in the bullpen for the Missions. 2-1, Riders lead it. Top of this sixth inning. Freeman at first, Hatcher the batter. Left on left in the first pitch. Down and in, 1-0. You got to wonder, even if Cienfuegos struggles here with Hatcher, you have Abimelech Ortiz and Luis Mieses on deck. And in the hole, that's three consecutive left-handed batters for the Riders. Cienfuegos being a lefty. The 1-0. Inside, it's two balls and no strikes. Do they keep him in to face the left-handed batters, especially with Ortiz, who has really struggled against lefties this year? Freeman takes his lead from first. First things first, Cienfuegos has to try and get Hatcher the pitch. That bends just outside. Three balls and no strikes. Three hits in this inning for Frisco. The pitch. Swing and a miss at a high fastball. A 3-0 green light. Hatcher came up empty. Probably swung at ball four there, elevated. Here's the offering. Chopped on the ground, foul up the first baseline, and it's three balls and two strikes still on Hatch. Mm-hmm. Freeman back to the first base bag. Payoff. Swing and a miss. Struck him out. Went with a breaking ball, and Hatcher down on strikes. Cienfuegos with his fourth strikeout, and that's it for him. Luke Montz out of the dugout, and he goes and gets David Morgan. Pitching change here in the sixth inning. Riders leading 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network. The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Need help planning your upcoming group gathering? Treat everyone in your party to premium or bullpen seating options under the North Texas sky at Riders Field. With tickets starting at as low as $12, call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Reliever David Morgan on the pitch for San Antonio. The 24-year-old out of Mission Viejo, California, faces Abimelech Ortiz. Freeman at first, two down, 2-1 Riders, and the right-hander's pitch. Fastball ripped into center, and it's in for a base hit. There's Abby's first hit of the series. It becomes the fourth Rough Riders hit in this inning, and he greets Morgan with a single right back up the box. Now Luis Mieses takes his turn now. Runners at first and second for the Riders. Morgan's the number 26 prospect in the Padres organization. Right-hander pitches. Fastball, strike, 0-1. As we've talked about during his two other appearances in this series, probably more out of necessity than anything else because of the lack of overall prospects after the trades that the Padres have had over the last few months. 0-1. Outside, it's one ball and one strike. That's not taking anything away from David Morgan. You just don't see many relievers being top prospects in any organization. One ball and one strike. And he offers home. Swing and a miss. Goes fishing down in the dirt, and it's one ball and two strikes. Mieses hit a ball at 105 off the bat back in the second inning, but grounded out. Freeman at second, Ortiz at first, here in this top of the sixth. Morgan delivers, down and in. Valenzuela with a nifty backhanded short hop pick behind the plate. And it's 2-2 now in Mieses. The Dominican Republic native. Cooper Johnson waits on deck. Massive pull side shift on the infield with the shortstop Ditter playing behind the bag at second base and behind the runner Freeman as well. 2-2. Swinging a chopper off the plate, right side. Reyes waits for it. Second baseman's got it. Flicks it to first just in time. Inning over. But the Rough Riders gain the lead. Two runs on four hits, no errors, and two left on base. Two-run homer, Kaber Rodriguez. And the Riders lead into the bottom of the sixth, 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
Get $100 in bill credits to put towards future electricity bills after you sign up with Rhythm Energy. Extra innings? Good. Pay extra for electricity? Bad. So take advantage of $100 in bill credits to shrink your bill. With your AC about to get a workout, this deal is here at a perfect time. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
That sound is money. And at Alpha and Omega, we understand that silence is not golden in the construction industry. With new and used low-cost construction and warehouse equipment, flexible financing options, and expert mobile service technicians, Alpha and Omega Equipment Sales and Rental will keep your business sounding like money all year long. Call today at 469-444-8323 to get a quote on your new machine.
Here's a roofing reality. Texas is the number one state for hail damage claims. As a result, the type of roofing material you choose directly affects your insurance premiums. The more impact resistant the material, the bigger the discount. Not only can roofing materials reduce your monthly cost, they may protect you from replacing your roof after severe storms. Let us help determine if impact resistant options like Class 4 shingles are the right choice for your home. Family owned and operated, Peak Roofing and Construction has provided honest inspections and estimates on roof, gutter, and window projects in the DFW for 15 years. Visit us online at peakroofingconstruction.com.
Peace up, A-Town Dad.
Cody Freeman here. Let's head back to Riders Field.
Last of the sixth inning in San Antonio. It's 2-1 Rough Riders after the Kaber Rodriguez go-ahead two-run homer. Andy Rodriguez deals home to Robbie Tenorowicz. First pitch, line down the right side, a fair ball, and it rolls on Hatcher down into the corner. Tenorowicz hits first. He's steaming towards second, and he puts on the brakes right there. Robbie Tenorowicz has four hits in this series, three of them for extra bases, two doubles and a homer. And he's at second to lead things off in this sixth inning for Marcos Castagnon, who singled back in the fourth. Really, the defining moment of this game that you're probably going to circle back to at the end of it was in the fourth inning when the Missions had the bases loaded in one out and couldn't score. First pitch. Castagnon pops it up. Shallow center field. Mateo under it. And the center fielder makes the grab. Tenorowicz stays at second. One down for Robert Perez. Castagnon singled back in that fourth inning. Perez was then hit by a pitch. And Connor Hollis singled before Lucas Dunn and Ray Patrick Ditter both struck out consecutively. They couldn't push a run across, and then two innings later, Rodriguez hit the go-ahead two-run homer for the Riders. So Frisco has to be feeling pretty good about that pitching performance right now. Here's the stretch, and the offering in. Breaking ball, tagged in the air into left center field. Mateo going back. He's at the warning track, just shy of it, makes the grab. Tenorowicz tags from second. And the throw into third is in time. He was lollygagging into third. Acosta, a quick transfer, and a throw onto third base. And Freeman with a quick tag. And upstanding, Tenorowicz is tagged out for the double play, inning over. Wow. We go into the top of the seventh inning. It's 2-1. Frisco leads the Missions on the Riders Baseball Network.
Our Rough Riders have a new partner, Cacique Foods. The nation's leader in Hispanic cheeses, creams, chorizo, and salsa is honored to call our DFW community home and is now a proud Rough Riders sponsor. With Cacique's authentic ingredients, you can add Mexican tradition and flavor to every meal. For more information about their products, visit caciquefoods.com. Find their delicious products at your favorite local supermarket, and let's cheer on our Rough Riders together. Authentic flavor, real moments. Cacique.
CoServe is proud to be the official electricity provider of the Frisco Rough Riders. Serving thousands of homes and businesses in Collin County and the surrounding area, CoServe is not just your power company, we're also a part of your community. We take pride in supporting local schools, nonprofits, and first responders, and even more pride in supplying you with safe and reliable energy. The Frisco Rough Riders are powered by CoServe, your local electric cooperative and gas provider. Check out the impact we're having in your area at www.coserve.com/community.
Rough Riders fans, you can save $500 or more on electricity with Rhythm Energy's PowerShift electricity plans and get the lowest daytime energy rate in Texas. Plus, get $100 in bill credits towards future bills after you sign up. Talk about a home run of a deal. Head to rhythmenergy.com/roughriders to learn more and save on electricity.
It's time for the top of the seventh here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bobby Malacky takes over on the mound in the top of the seventh inning for San Antonio. Frisco leading 2-1. Fastball, cutter, curveball, slider, changeup combination for the right-hander. Cooper Johnson 0-for-1 today with a walk. Riders leading 2-1 thanks to that Caber Rodriguez two-run homer in the sixth inning. First pitch, swing and a miss. Breaking ball from Malacky, and it's 0-1. Third pitcher today for San Antonio. Miguel Cienfuego started. His offering is cut on and missed, and it's 0-2. Then David Morgan, and now Bobby Malacky. Malacky out of the state of Arizona. Originally picked up by the Nationals in the 2018 draft out of Arizona Christian University. His dad, longtime big leaguer Bob Malacky. The pitch is inside, and it's 1-2. Pitched in the last couple seasons with the Missions. This year a 2.90 ERA out of the bullpen for San Antonio. 1-2 is sent in the air down the right side. Tenerowitz into foul ground from first base, into the Riders' bullpen area, and he makes the catch. Basket style before bumping into the wall. One away. Daniel Mateo comes to the plate. Frisco a 2-1 lead in this top of the seventh inning. Mateo 0-for-2 with a line out to third base and a pop out to first. First pitch, a bunt shown. He bunted through it off the outside corner, and it's 0-1. Malacky making his fourth appearance against the Rough Riders this year, and Frisco's hit him pretty good. He's allowed 6 runs, 5 earned over 4 innings against the Rough Riders. He pitches, and it's just high. 1-1. Frisco saw Malacky last season as well. 3 appearances, 2 starts. He allowed 6 runs over 9 innings. The pitch. Breaking ball grounded to third. Castagnon's got it at the chest and throws across to get the speedy Mateo. 2 up, 2 down from Malacky. Here's Alejandro Osuna at the top of the Riders' card. This is the part of the order that started that sixth inning when Osuna doubled into right center field. Osuna 1-for-3 today. Malacky readies and fires. Inside, he hit him. Or did it hit the bat? It sounded like it hit wood. Or it hit his elbow guard and just went right back to the hill. So Osuna hit by a pitch on the fastball, and right away the home plate umpire Travis Brewer got out in front of everybody just to make sure that there was nothing else. And yeah, Osuna was hit on that elbow guard, and he immediately stared out at Malacky. So a hit by pitch, we'll see where that goes. Remember on Thursday we had the benches clearing incident with 7 ejections between these two teams. But now Caber Rodriguez, the pitch. Outside corner, a strike, 0-1. Rodriguez hit the 2-run homer in the sixth. And down the left field line. Stretch by the right-hander. And he offers home. Fouled back. 0-2. Fitting on that hit by pitch that there were slight tensions. It was on this day in baseball history back in 1993 that Robin Ventura was hit by Nolan Ryan and he charged the mound. Didn't turn out very well for Robin Ventura. Got put in a headlock by the 46-year-old Nolan Ryan in his final season in Major League Baseball and got punched repeatedly in the face. Ryan ended up throwing 7 innings and picking up the win in that 5-2 win over the White Sox. The pitch, Osuna goes. It's down in the dirt. Throw down to second. Valenzuela got him. Osuna caught stealing. Valenzuela with a very pretty play behind the plate. And the Riders done in this 7th inning. 2-1. Frisco still leads it. It's time to stretch here on the Riders Baseball Network.
Are you ready for ultra-reliable, ultra-fast, award-winning internet and better mobile? Experience astounding service and savings tailored to your needs all from Astound. Call 1-800-4-ASTOUND or visit astound.com to get internet for just $20 a month. Add unlimited mobile on one of the nation's largest, most reliable 5G networks free for 12 months. Be astounded and switch today. Restrictions apply. See astound.com for details.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of a ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Rough Riders Baseball is brought to you by Olson, a full-service engineering and design firm with a strong presence in the Dallas-Fort Worth metro area. Olson's work enhances our communities by making them more sustainable, better connected, and more efficient. Simply put, Olson aims to make the world a better place for future generations to enjoy. Learn more about Olson's work in Texas and across the United States at Olson.com. Olson, engineering possibilities.
The Frisco Rough Riders are proud to partner with Minor League Baseball and Copa de la Diversión for 3 games this season. The Riders will take the field as Quesos de Frisco. Grab your Copa gear at the Riders Outpost and wear it with Riders players on June 28th, August 17th, and September 6th. More information at ridersbaseball.com. Vamos Quesos!
Fun is on deck when you bring your group outing to the Dugout Deck at Riders Field. Located on the first base side of the stadium, the Dugout Deck provides your group with a great view of the game and all-you-can-eat food, beer, and wine from the Founders Express concession stand. Visit ridersbaseball.com/groups for more.
The best deal in the Metroplex is back. Every Thursday home game at Riders Field is Rowdy at the River, presented by Twisted Tea and Thirsty Thursday. Fans 21 and up can purchase a Rowdy at the River ticket and enjoy the party at the Lazy River for just $25. With a live DJ, $2 Twisted Tea, Truly and Drafts, and even more drink specials in the Seating Bowl. Join the party at the ballpark every Thursday by booking your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com or by calling 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
This is Josh Hatcher with the Frisco Rough Riders, and you're listening to the Riders Baseball Network.
To the bottom of the 7th inning in this series finale between the Rough Riders and the Missions. Andy Rodriguez back out for his 3rd inning of work. Faces Connor Hollis in the pitch. Low and outside, it misses. 1-1 and no strikes. Very quick 6th inning. Is that right? Was it a 3-pitch inning? I think it might have been. The offering is outside. It's 2-0. Double by Robbie Tenorowicz. Fly out by Marcos Castagnon. And then Robert Perez flied into a double play. 8-6-3. I think it was a 3-pitch inning. Here's the 2-0. There's a strike on the upper edge outside corner, and it's 2-1. That'll certainly play. 2-1. Outside corner is strike 2-2. Rodriguez got 3 flyouts in the 5th inning and then 2 flyouts in the 6th. And now even in the count at 2-2 on Hollis, who's 1-for-2 with a single back in the 4th inning. Riders leading 2-1 in this bottom of the 7th. Rodriguez fires. Breaking ball, low and outside, 3-2. Seth Clark starting to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen down the right field line. 3-2 pitch. Soft roller back to the hill. Hits off Rodriguez's foot. He collects and throws him out at first. And he immediately gives the thumbs up to the Riders dugout. And claps his hands. One away. What do you say? Kick save and a beauty. That brings Lucas Dunn to the plate. Oh for 2. Dunn has struck out twice today. And Rodriguez gets a new baseball. Rodriguez fires. Fastball inside 1-0. Well, the Rough Riders will be heading to Midland to start off that series on Tuesday. The Rockhounds fell earlier today to Arkansas. The pitch. Ground ball up the middle. Rodriguez backhands behind the back from shallow center. Throws a one-hopper onto first in time. Rodriguez with a nifty play. Backhanding the ball and then a quick release to get it over to first base. One-hopping it to Abimelech Ortiz, who made the pick for the out. Good play. 2 outs. Here's Ray Patrick Ditter now. So if the Rough Riders win, that means they go into that series against Midland with sole possession of first place. First pitch is a strike in the outside corner, and it's 0-1. And that's pretty good. Even though the Riders already won the first half, a chance to win both halves. The 0-1. There's a fly ball out to center field. Mateo drifting back a couple steps. He's there. He makes the catch. And it's 9 up, 9 down, facing the minimum for Andy Rodriguez through 3 innings of work out of the bullpen today. No runs, hits, errors, nobody left on base. Top 8 next. Riders lead 2-1 on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday.
Wouldn't it be nice to do your banking with someone who focuses on the community as much as it does on auto loans and checking accounts? InTouch Credit Union does, and since we're based right here in Collin County, we would like to be your community financial partner. With more than 45 years of service, we've offered accounts ranging from children's savings to retirement planning, business services, and more as we work for your financial well-being. Interested? Visit itcu.org or call 1-800-337-3328. InTouch Credit Union is federally insured by the NCUA.
My dad is a proud Girl Dad. Right, Dad?
Yep.
And he knows Girl Scouts is more than just cookies.
It is.
It's a place where I fit in, where I can be my crazy self, and my friends get me. Right, Dad?
Yes.
And Dad likes it because I'm getting more confident every year. Right, Dad?
You sure are.
So, if you're a Girl Dad, check it out.
It's a real home run.
Dad, join Girl Scouts at gsnetx.org/roughriders.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Let's head to the top of the 8th here on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Yeah.
Kaber Rodriguez starts the 8th against Ethan Routson, the new pitcher, and the side armor offers home. It's a strike on the outside corner, 0-1, right-hander against right-hander. 2-1, Rough Riders lead it, thanks to Rodriguez's two-run home run back in the 6th inning. Routson's pitch, low and outside. It's 1-1. Riders trying to escape San Antonio, winning 5 of 6. Right-hander readies, and he tosses home. Breaking ball, simmers across the inside corner, a strike, 1-2. Routes in through two nights ago. He picked up the save, his sixth of the season. Only win so far in the series for San Antonio. Rodriguez calls time and steps out. Now places the bat parallel to the ground, across the plate. Now stands straight up. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Routson strikes him out, and there's one away here in the eighth inning. Seth Clark loosening. We expect to see him once we go into the bottom of the eighth inning. Max Acosta is 1-for-3 with a double in the first inning back. Strikeout and a flyout to center in his other two trips. Pitch home. There's a breaking ball popped to the right side. It's over the Rough Riders bullpen and out of play, 0-1. We mentioned that Midland lost to Arkansas earlier today. 3-1, Arkansas won that game. Let's give you the rest of the scores around the Texas League. We're the only active game currently in the league. 0-1, breaking ball outside. One ball and one strike. Springfield lost to Tulsa on the road 5-3. Northwest Arkansas, they fell to Wichita on the road as well, as this pitch is chopped foul into the third base coaching box. Kavik Amsley-Pye makes a nice catch, backpedaling. Nifty play. One ball and two strikes. Those pregame grounders paying off for Kavika. Routes and readies from the stretch. And the offering in. Breaking ball outside. Two balls and two strikes. Corpus Christi took down Amarillo at home 3-2, so all really close games and low-scoring games here in the Texas League on this Sunday. The pitch. There's a ground ball pulled foul down the third baseline, and it's still two balls and two strikes. The Texas League South in the second half looks very interesting because the Rough Riders, with a win today, would be in sole possession of first place, and they could win both halves. Right now, Springfield is in the same position in the Texas League North. 2-2. That's inside, and it's three balls and two strikes on Acosta. One out, base is clear. Northwest Arkansas, Tulsa, and Arkansas are all within half a game of each other for second place in the North. The pitch. There's a chopper foul up the third baseline, and it's still three balls and two strikes with Wichita way back. They're five games back of Arkansas, and they're eight games back of Springfield for the lead in the division. 3-2. Chopped over to third. Castagnon picks to his left, sets his feet, and throws onto first. Acosta's retired, and there are two away. 2-1. Frisco leads it, top of the eighth inning. Cody Freeman bats now. Northwest Arkansas, Tulsa, and Arkansas all battling for that second playoff spot here in the second half. About a month and change to go. First pitch. Freeman watches a strike on the outside corner, 0-1. Freeman 2-for-3 with a double and a single today. As a third of the Rough Riders hits, Frisco out hitting the Mission 6-5. The offering. Fought off the hands, a fly ball foul back behind home, and it's 0-2. That one nearly hit Freeman. Almost playing self-defense. Stands back in. Sun starting to set on a gorgeous night. 0-2. Freeman flies it into right center field. Hollis on the run, cutting over into the alley. It's Perez, the right fielder, who takes charge and puts it away. And the Riders are down in order in the eighth inning. Fly out to right field for Cody Freeman. No runs, hits, errors. Nobody left on base. We're into the top, into the bottom of the eighth inning. It's 2-1 Riders. Seth Clark takes the mound for Frisco, and we return on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long, every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Join the Rough Riders for Classic TV Night on Friday, August 23rd as the San Antonio Missions come to town. A Mr. T impersonator will be on hand with the A-Team van replica for a great throwback night. Come ready to represent your favorite television classic and stay late for Fireworks Friday after the 7:05 first pitch on Friday, August 23rd. Get your tickets now at RidersBaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Friday nights, the stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit RidersBaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
This is Cole Reagans, and you're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball.
Bottom half of the eighth inning, top of the order for San Antonio. Seth Clark, the left-hander, takes over for the Rough Riders. Reyes 0-for-3 today, leading things off. Then Brandon Valenzuela and Cole Cummings. Reyes flips around, bats from the right side as a switch hitter in the first pitch. He shows bunt, puts it right back to the hill. Clark's got it, whips it on to first after pirouetting, and he gets him. Nifty play, couldn't get easier for Seth Clark, and there's one away. Here's another switch hitter, Brandon Valenzuela, who bats from the right side. 0-for-2 today with a walk. 2-1 Rough Riders, home half of the eighth inning. Left-hander goes, and it's inside. One ball and no strikes. Saw Seth Clark pitch a couple nights ago. Went an inning and a third, striking out two. The pitch. Lined into right center. Hatcher cutting over. He has to play it on a hop. It's an opposite field single for Brandon Valenzuela. Cole Cummings bats now. Seth Clark, the fourth arm for the Rough Riders today. Emiliano Teodo started, went 3 1/3 innings, allowing a run on two hits, struck out six. First pitch, that's outside, 1-0. Reed Burlingmeyer then went 2/3 of an inning. Andy Rodriguez went three scoreless innings, allowing just one hit, but he got a double play and faced the minimum. The pitch is chopped up the first baseline. It trickles foul, and it's one ball and one strike. So Seth Clark, the 24-year-old out of Georgia State, 3.15 ERA for the Rough Riders in 27 outings, 34 1/3 innings, 37 strikeouts to 23 walks. Opponents just batting 238 off the southpaw. He brings in the 1-1. Breaking ball in the air down the left side. A high pop-up. Freeman calls off Osuna into foul ground, reaches up to make the catch. And the runner Valenzuela jogging back to first, and Freeman said, hey, we got one guy who is not running very hard on a double play, and he tries to sling it across, but it's not in time. Well, pop out, there are two away, and here's Robbie Tanerowicz representing the go-ahead run here in the bottom of the eighth inning, already with a homer today and a double. He's seeing the ball well right now. He lined out to center in the first inning. Clark brings it inside with a fastball, 1-0. 93 on the gun. Clark readies. 1-0. Popped up, right side, foul out of play, and it's one ball and one strike. Lights are taking effect here at Nelson W. Wolf Municipal Stadium. With the sun setting behind us to our right. 1-1 offering. Inside, he hit him. 28th hit by pitch of the season to lead all minor league baseball for Tenerowitz. And there are runners at first and second now for Castagno. Castagno, 1-for-3 with a single. Right-handed batter. First pitch. Chop foul at the plate, and it's 0-1. Looks like Jackson Kelly gets up, and he'll start to throw in the Rough Riders bullpen. Right-handed side armor. Castagnon fouled it off his own leg, and it's time to take a second, make sure he's all right. He readjusts his shin guard. Neither team has been good, obviously, with runners in scoring position, with it being a 2-1 game. The Missions are 1-for-6 with runners in scoring position. The Riders 1-for-4. 0-1. Swing and a miss. Good slider down, and it's 0-2. Here's the stretch, and the 0-2, swinging a foul again at the plate, and it's still no balls and two strikes. The one hit for the Missions with a runner in scoring position was the Connor Hollis single in the fourth inning with runners at first and second. And Castagnon was stopped at third in that inning, and they left the bases loaded after having them loaded with one out and not being able to score. Riders one hit with a runner in scoring position was Acaba Rodriguez, two-run homer. 0-2 offering. Down, and it gets away. Back behind Cooper Johnson all the way back to the backstop, and both runners move up. A wild pitch. A two in scoring position now. One ball and two strikes. The double play didn't need to be in order. There are two outs anyway. But now a base hit could potentially score both the tying run and the go-ahead run here in the eighth inning. So this is a big pitch here ahead 1-2 for Seth Clark. He brings it home. Down and into the backstop, and it hit him. Oh, the Riders catch a break there. Instead of it being a wild pitch, it hit him, and the bases are loaded. So Seth Clark hits his second batter of the inning. Bases loaded with two down. And Robert Perez will come to the plate. See if John Goble goes and has a chat with Clark. Or with a right-handed batter up, they want to go to Jackson Kelly. And the bullpen. Time called. Johnson will go out and talk with Clark. Kelly looks like he's close to ready out in the bullpen. Valenzuela at third, Tenerowitz at second, Castagnon at first. Two out, bases loaded, bottom of the eighth inning, and now John Goble will go join out on the mound. Perez today has flied out to center into a double play, was hit by a pitch and grounded out to second. We mentioned two grand slams of the season for San Antonio earlier. Perez this season, with the bags full, is 5-for-12 with 11 RBIs. That's the second most of the team this season. And the first by anybody actually on the mission still. Jacob Marcy has the most, but most of that damage coming with Pensacola after getting traded to the Marlins organization. 2-1 Rough Riders, hanging on to this slim one-run lead. Bases loaded, two down. Bottom of the eighth inning, Clark readies and fires. Down and into Perez, 1-0. Fastball at 95. Trying to strand the bases loaded here. He readies from the stretch. And he fires home. Change up down in the dirt. Two balls and no strikes. Gonna come in with a strike here. Everyone stopping and watching out of the bullpen. And the most important bat of the ballgame. 2-0. Fouled back off the home plate umpire, Travis Brewer. It's 2-1, and he immediately spins out of the way in pain. That one caught him right on the mask, and the trainer, David Bryan, jogs out and will check on him, make sure he's all right. Oh, no, got him on the right shoulder. They wear shoulder pads, but that one still probably didn't feel good. That was a fastball at 93 that was ticked foul right back off his right shoulder. And he immediately spun out of the way and surely felt the brunt of that. He's talking with Kyle Stutz, the crew chief, and Cooper Johnson comes in and joins the conversation. The home plate umpire just getting hit by a foul tip. And they're joking about it. Looks like he's going to be all right. And here comes Luke Montz, the manager. Looks like he's going to get a pinch runner for Tenerowitz. Kind of an odd timing on this. This is the third time that Tenerowitz has been lifted for a pinch runner, and it's Jared Dale who comes out and will pinch run for him. So base is still loaded with Dale now at second. Valenzuela at third and Castagnon at first. Two balls and one strike on Robert Perez. Here's the stretch and the left-hander's pitch. It's inside. Three balls and one strike. A one bad pitch away from walking in the tying run here in the eighth inning. Got to come in with a strike. He deals. Down and in. Ball four and we're tied. So two hit batters and a walk consecutively for Seth Clark. Bases remain loaded. We're tied at two here in the bottom of the eighth inning. And Connor Hollis will not face Seth Clark. Here comes Carlos Cardoza out to make a pitching change. And the right-handed side armor, Jackson Kelly, will come out of the bullpen. 2-1 turns to 2-2. We're tied. We'll be right back on the Riders Baseball Network.
Put yourself in the game at your next Riders outing in the InTouch Home Run Terrace, located above the left field wall. This covered seating area is a great option to enjoy the covered comfort of the ball game for your entire crew. Watch out for the long ball.
Ball still carrying, and it's gone!
Grab your spot while they're available at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River. Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Yeah.
You're listening to Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Jackson Kelly out of the bullpen, tied at two, bottom of the eighth inning. Bases still loaded. Connor Hollis, the batter. And the pitch. Breaking ball for a strike, outside corner 0-1. Kelly, a right-handed sidearm thrower. He readies from the stretch and fires into Hollis. Swing and a miss. A high offering, and it's 0-2. He began throwing sidearm once he got into college, simply because he always played infield and always threw from a lower arm slot when he was in the infield, and they figured it'd be an easy transition for him. He readies from the stretch here on the 0-2. Swinging a foul out of play back behind home, and it's still no balls and two strikes. There are two outs here in this eighth inning. Base is still juiced. Dale at third, Castagnon at second, Perez at first. Kelly readies, 0-2. Swing and a miss, he struck him out. Kelly strikes out Hollis, and he strands the bases loaded. We're tied at two into the top of the ninth inning on the Riders Baseball Network.
Coming to Riders Field on August 25th, Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment. Kids can enjoy the ball game and also interact with fire trucks, police cars, and more. Thanks to our friends from the Frisco Fire Department and the Frisco Police Department. Don't miss Touch a Truck Night, presented by Alpha and Omega Equipment, on August 25th. Grab your tickets now at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
It's time for the top of the ninth on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Top half of the ninth inning, Carter Lowen out to pitch for the Missions. We are tied at two. Hatcher 0-3 today will lead things off, then Abimelech Ortiz and Luis Mieses. It's 5-6-7 for the Rough Riders against the tall right-hander Lowen. Stands at 6'4", a native of Canada, went to the University of Hawaii for college. Two runs, six hits, no errors for both teams. Identical line scores. First pitch, a swing and a miss at a high breaking ball by Hatcher, and it's 0-1. Hatcher has struck out swinging twice and grounded out to second in his three trips. 0-1, up and outside. One ball and one strike. Of course, the most important thing here in this situation is for Hatcher to find his way aboard, but if he does, he extends his on-base streak to 17 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. On the outside edge, and it's one ball and two strikes. He's now 6-19 in the series. 1-2. Misses down, and it's two balls and two strikes. Riders would like to put up a couple runs here and not have to go to extras. 2-2. Here's a drive out to right field, sending Perez back. He's watching. It's out of here. Josh Hatcher gives the Riders the lead. A go-ahead homer in the top of the ninth inning, and the Riders lead it 3-2. Ninth home run of the season for Josh Hatcher off the scoreboard and straightaway right field. And the Rough Riders regain the lead. Hatcher. Hatcher homering on a 2-2 pitch. And here's Abimelech Ortiz, and the first pitch is in there for a strike. It's 0-1. Boy, that ball was demolished out to right field. The pitch. There's a high fly ball out to shallow right field. Perez jogs in a couple steps, and he's under it to make the grab. A fly out to right, and there's one away. So Josh Hatcher extending that on-base streak to 17 with an exclamation point added to it. A go-ahead solo home run, and the Riders have seen all three of their runs today come via the homer. The two-run homer by Caber Rodriguez, and then the solo shot by Josh Hatcher. The pitch down and in all the way back to the backstop. Nearly hit him. It's 1-0. Luis Mieses is 0-3 today. He needs a hit to extend his hitting streak to 5 games with the Rough Riders since getting his promotion. Here's the 1-0. There's a swing and a ground ball foul back behind home, and it hit the catcher Valenzuela on a foul tip. Hopefully he's okay. One ball and one strike. Well, the Riders cough up the lead in the bottom of the eighth inning, and Josh Hatcher gives it right back. It's been that kind of series for Frisco. Here's the 1-1. Mieses takes high, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike. It's been that kind of season and that kind of 4 years here in this ballpark for the Riders. 2-1. That's down and in, and it's 3-1. The Rough Riders, with a win today, would not only go to an incredible 12-1 here in this ballpark this year. In addition to that, they would go to 34-9 here in this ballpark since 2021. The 3-1 is popped skyward to the left side, foul ground towards the Mission's dugout, and it's on top of the dugout and up into the stands, a foul ball, and it's 3 balls and 2 strikes now on Mieses. Frisco has just flat out dominated the San Antonio Missions. Pull side shift on the right side of the infield, and the 3-2 pitch. Mieses swings and clubs one deep down the right field line. Perez watching. See ya! Second home run of the inning for the Rough Riders, and Luis Mieses has his first Rough Riders home run. 4-2 Frisco in the top of the ninth inning. Oh, baby! Luis Mieses clubbing a solo shot down the right field line, and the Rough Riders getting a run back and another run via the long ball. Third home run of the ball game. Here's Cooper Johnson. 102 off the bat, 395 feet down the right field line. Here's Cooper Johnson with the first pitch. It's low and outside from Lowen. It's 1 ball and 0 strikes. How about the power of these Rough Riders? 3 home runs today. That matches the season high. The pitch. Low and outside, and it's 2-0. And in the hardest ballpark to hit home runs in, too, down here at the Wolf in the entirety of the Texas League. Here's the stretch and the 2-0. That's outside, and it's 3 balls and 0 strikes. And if this score holds, it will have been the third 4-2 victory in this 6-game series for the Riders. They won 4-2 last night and in the opener. The pitch is on the inside corner, a strike, and it's 3-1 on Johnson. What a top of the ninth inning it's been for Frisco. 3-1. Johnson takes low, ball 4, and he's aboard. So another base runner for the Riders. Still with just one out, and Daniel Mateo the batter. And Jeff Andrews comes out of the dugout, and he'll go chat with Lowen. Man, the Rough Riders, 2 solo homers, and they have the lead. After this, they will head back out on the road and head to Midland. No stopping over in Frisco. Going straight over to Midland. And they'll have a six-game series with the Rockhounds. That should be a dogfight between these two clubs. Have played some really good baseball against each other this year. Should be a lot of fun. Frisco finish out the first half in Midland after they had already clinched the first half. And in a meaningless series, they lost 5 of 6, but now with a lot more to play for in their minds, hopefully be much more prepared this week. First pitch to Daniel Mateo. Swing and a miss. It's 0-1. 4 runs on 8 hits for the Riders. 2 runs on 6 hits for the Missions tonight. And it looks like the Rough Riders will stick with Jackson Kelly once we go to the bottom of the ninth inning, as he's in line for the win now. 0-1. That's outside, and it's 1 ball and 1 strike. Mateo looking for his first hit. He's 0 for 3. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider off the edge. 1 and 2. Top of the order and Alejandro Osuna on deck. The more you can get in the top of the ninth inning, the better. You want to make this as comfortable as you possibly can. One, two. It's flying into center field, right at Connor Hollis. He's under it, and he makes the grab. Two down here in the ninth, top of the order for Osuna. And action out of the bullpen down the left field line. It's Mitch Miller, the left-hander, getting loose. That's a break in case of emergency type of warm-up. The first pitch, it's low and outside, 1-0. Osuna 1 for 3 with a double and a run scored today. He was also hit by a pitch in the seventh. He's ahead 1-0. And now stands in. Johnson leading from first. 1-0 pitch. Up and in. 2 balls and 0 strikes. He draws a pole side shift in the infield here in this top of the ninth inning. 2-0 offering. Fouled straight back. A mighty rip by Osuna, and it's 2 balls and 1 strike, and why not? 2-0 pitch. Unload on it. Nearly lost his balance there. Wind blowing in from center field. 2-1 offering. There's a fly ball into right center field. Perez angling over into right center. He's under it. And he's there to make the grab. Side retired. Well, the Rough Riders do their job. 2 runs on 2 solo homers from Josh Hatcher and Luis Mieses. And the Rough Riders now lead it 4-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning next on the Riders Baseball Network.
At Riders Field, Sundays are for the kids. Every Sunday, home Rough Riders game means kid-friendly themes, inflatables, and games. There's no better place in the Metroplex to spend a Sunday than with the Riders Kids Sunday Fun Days, presented by Raising Cane's. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
The covered wagons at Riders Field offer the experience on the third baseline in the comfort of the shade. Located conveniently on the concourse near restrooms and concessions, upgrade your party's experience for your next trip to Riders Field today by calling 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com.
Riders Field is home to the country's largest water feature in a sports venue, the Lazy River.
Whether it's 25 friends or 250, bring your group to the Lazy River at your next Rough Riders game. For solo riders, individual tickets are available on Sundays. And don't forget the 21 and Up party every Thursday beginning May 23rd for Twisted Tea Rowdy at the River. Reserve your spot today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride!
Now, back to the game on the Rough Riders Baseball Network.
Bottom of the ninth inning, the Rough Riders leading it 4-2 after the two solo homers in the top of the ninth inning from Josh Hatcher and Luis Mieses. Lucas Dunn, Ray Patrick Ditter, Ripken Reyes due up. It's 8-9-1 against Jackson Kelly, who's in line for the victory for the Rough Riders. Dunn 0-3. He faces a really difficult, uncomfortable at-bat with Kelly, the right-handed side-armer. He almost looks effortless up there when he slings it home. Right-hander out of Mercer, native of Marietta, Georgia, in the first pitch. Breaking ball up and in, one ball and no strikes. Dunn 0-3 with two strikeouts today. He's now 2-14 in his first action here in Double-A as the pitch is flied down the right field line. A long run for Hatcher still going towards the line, and it is foul down that right side. It's 1-1. Dangerous down that right field line. Could have been extra bases for Dunn. Instead, it's one ball and one strike. 4-2 Rough Riders. Dunn walking back to the plate. Promoted from high A up to triple A to fail a role, and then the former Louisville Cardinal came down here to double A with San Antonio. One ball and one strike. Kelly readies from the stretch. And the 1-1. Breaking ball, cut on and missed to the top of the zone, and it's one ball and two strikes. Very slight pull side shift for the right-handed batter. Kelly readies. He fires just outside. Two balls and two strikes. Kelly works with a four-pitch mix. Sinker, slider, changeup, and he also mixes in a cutter. 2-2. Swing and a miss. He got him. Elevated it, and he picks up the strikeout. Two batters face, two strikeouts for Jackson Kelly, and here's Ray Patrick Ditter. 4-2 Riders. Here's the stretch on the right-hander's pitch. It's a breaking ball inside, one ball and no strikes. Homers today from Josh Hatcher, Luis Mieses, and Keber Rodriguez. Piloting the Riders to this 4-2 lead as the pitch is a breaking ball, fouled back, and it's one ball and one strike now on Ditter. One ball and one strike, open stance right side. And Kelly offers home. Inside, he hit him. Hit him on the left elbow guard. Another hit batter, and that brings the tying run to the plate in the form of Ripken Reyes. Reyes, a switch hitter, batting from the left side. Kelly brings it home. There's a swing and a line drive into right field past Ortiz. Ditter up to second base. He gets the stop sign. And there are runners at first and second now. Here's Brandon Valenzuela, another switch hitter who bats from the left side. And Cooper will go out and have a chat with his right-hander. And Kelly has been really good against right-handed batters, but he has struggled at times against lefties. You just have to be very aware with those splits. And facing another switch hitter batting from the left, and you have Cole Cummings, another left-handed batter on deck after that. You can give up one run here. You cannot give up two. Also would tie the game. Preferably none, though. Valenzuela has singled and walked today. He's 1-for-3. Kelly readies. He delivers. Ground ball. Ooh, a line drive rather foul into the Riders' dugout. That thing was roped. 99 miles an hour exit velocity right at Dane Acker, who is behind the screen, and he's clutching his chest, saying, that scared living daylights out of me. Here's the stretch, and the 0-1. Up and away. Fastball, and it's one ball and one strike. Unlike a Grant Anderson or Aiden Anderson, Kelly as a sidearm does not throw hard. Oh, we'll be in the mid-80s with that fastball. Here's the 1-1. There's a breaking ball popped up into shallow center field. Mateo coming in. He's still coming. It's Osuna who slides in and makes the catch. He saves the day. Alejandro Osuna out of nowhere. Mateo got a bad jump and then a bad read, and Osuna just came flying in from left field to save it. Two outs. What a great catch. So two outs here in the ninth inning, and Cole Cummings bats. Runners at first and second. Here's the stretch and the right-hander's pitch. Popped up left side, foul out of play, 0-1. 4-2 Riders clinging on here in the bottom of the ninth inning. Man, cannot overstate the incredible play Osuna just made. He ran so far to get that baseball. Here's the stretch and the pitch. There's a pop-up again, same place, shallow left center field. Acosta going back. He's called off by Osuna, who makes the catch, and the Riders take 5 of 6 from San Antonio in this series. What a win here in the finale, 4-2 over the Missions. We'll break it down in the postgame show when we come back here on the Riders Baseball Network.
On Friday nights, the Stars won't be the only things big and bright in North Texas. Join the Rough Riders for post-game fireworks every Friday as well as Sundays beginning May 26th. After the game, the Riders will set off an incredible fireworks display that fans of all ages can enjoy. Come join us for all the explosive fun. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride!
Dodge the summer heat with our air-conditioned suites at Riders Field. Entertain clients, celebrate special events, or simply enjoy a ball game with friends and family. The suite life is a perfect way to enjoy your next game at Riders Field. Call today at 972-334-1993 or online at ridersbaseball.com. Let's ride.
On Saturdays in Frisco, the Rough Riders won't be the only ones rounding the bases.
Gets rid of the helmet around third. He's getting waved home. Here comes the throw. He's safe.
After every Saturday home game, kids can run the bases for free. Presented by Raising Cane's. Run the bases just like the Rough Riders do all season long. Every Saturday at Riders Field. For tickets and information, visit ridersbaseball.com or call 972-334-1993. Let's ride.
Ball game over!
The game may be over, but we're not done yet.
What a way to finish!
Post-game coverage on the Rough Riders Baseball Network starts right now.
Welcome back to the postgame show. Rough Riders win it over San Antonio by a final score of 4-2. Give you a quick version of the postgame show here as we got to pack up and get on out of here. The Riders win 5 of 6 here in San Antonio. What an incredible series it was, and this was an incredible game as the Rough Riders fell behind 1-0 early on as Robbie Tanerowicz bashed a solo homer against Emiliano Teodo in the fourth inning. And then it was Caper Rodriguez that gave the Rough Riders the lead in the sixth with a two-run shot of his own. In the bottom of the eighth inning, San Antonio tied it up on a bases-loaded walk, but then Josh Hatcher and Luis Mieses with solo home runs in the ninth, and they ended up winning this game 4-2. So the Rough Riders get the win from Jackson Kelly. He goes to 2-0, picking up the win in each of his first two appearances with the Rough Riders in his career. Carter Lowen handed the loss in this game tonight with a final game time of 2 hours and 30 minutes in front of 3,376 here in San Antonio, Texas. Riders win 5 of 6. They are playing some good baseball right now and hoping to carry that into Midland. And we will talk to you from Midland coming up in just a couple days on Tuesday at 6:30 with the first pitch of that series. That's going to do it for us here on the Riders Baseball Network. Thanks to everybody who made this broadcast possible. For our statistician, Jason Ferrari, for Luke Maley, my partner back in Frisco, I'm Zach Bigley saying thanks for joining us tonight. Rough Riders win it by a final score of 4-2. We'll talk to you at 6:15 for the pregame show on Tuesday in Midland. But until then, have a wonderful rest of your night.
Thank you for listening to another presentation of Frisco Rough Riders Baseball on the Rough Riders Baseball Network. Special thanks to Scott Burchett, Chuck Greenberg, and the rest of the Rough Riders front office staff for their continued support. For more information, visit RidersBaseball.com. Until next time, go Riders! Let's ride!